trouble. ZLD to Bayport UK. Wayne, correct?
It's Wayne. I didn't recognize you at first.
Nah, it's Gene. It's been a while. Years, I guess.
That's right. You have a terrible, terrible hum or tone on your signal. Not really a tone. It sounds like a power supply issue. That's better. That was perfect. How have you been? I have not heard you in forever.
This radio, I just put it in temporary in my Jeep. I run it through the ignition. I hadn't had a chance to run it through the battery yet, you know, direct to the battery.
I heard you, I guess you're back up in this area now, or Simpsonville area?
Yes, I was born and raised here.
So this is again, KQ4LOO, radio check.
Move down to the coast or something.
Yeah, KQ4LOO, radio check.
And really clear.
Thank you. Y'all are a little staticky on my end for some reason. But I just want to make sure that I didn't have an equipment malfunction, so thank you.
Jason, you were coming in earlier, and I was responding to you. You just couldn't hear me. So anyway, good to hear you. Radio's doing fine. Go ahead, Gene.
Roger that. Thank you. KQ4LOO is signing out.
I'm here in Simpsonville, or below Simpsonville. That'd be before you kick. Yes, Gene, when we pulled onto the interstate, I noticed they got the new signs up about the handheld devices. Have you seen those?
Not actually, and I heard they were talking about doing something with the legislation, but I never did hear any results on that. And I sure hope they wrote an exception in there for ham radio.
Exactly. I saw somebody on here might know, because I'm like you. I knew they was working on it. I didn't realize they'd passed it. And I hope they realize we're supposed to be, excluded from that.
Just going ahead and putting up the signs thinking that they're going to get it passed eventually. Trying to get everybody used to it. Who knows? It seems like that wouldn't be right.
And, we come down the ramp to get on 385 in Simpsonville. There's a bright yellow one there that says, no old handheld devices. That's all it says.
Interesting. I don't get on the interstate much for work. Running around the daytime, I kind of stay off of it. And I'm not on it very often or for very long when I come into work in the morning in my personal vehicle. So I'll have to start looking out for it.
He said I've been kind of on out of the loop myself, but good to hear you. Yeah, last time I talked to you, you was running down the interstate to, I think, up towards Greensboro or somewhere.
I did that and quit doing that in March of 2020 or April of 2020, and then I worked daytime for a couple of years. Then I went to Atlanta for a couple of years, a little longer than 2 years. Now I'm back on the day route again, which I probably will finish out my career here.
Yeah, you moved away from Simpsonville, didn't you?
Back in the end of 2017, we moved up to Cleveland. Our youngest son graduated from high school, and we said, we're out of here.
Yeah, we're not married anymore. I talked to you on 5-2 a while back, or tried to. I was too far apart, I think. You heard my call. I got yours. That's about it. Anyway, good to hear you. Old-time repeater up. So I was just curious if anybody had heard if they put an exemption in there for us. You know how they do. I know the federal level we are. I don't know about state, so. Have a good evening. N4 ZLK to before you kick.
Research on that. I had totally forgotten about it, but good to hear you, Gene. I think that, yeah, I remember we kind of called each other on Simplex briefly. I heard you talking to that guy up there in, where is he, up there, way up there in North Carolina. In fact, I've spoken with him two or three times on Simplex all the way down here in Piedmont, so he's heard me call somebody and he came back to me. But anyway, have a good day. Nice to hear you. WA4UKX. N4ZLK.
W4UKX.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR.
4ACR, N4ZLK. Hey, Terry. Just got stuck by the train.
I Googled that. It goes into effect September 1.
That's good to know. I didn't even realize they had passed it.
Vehicle-mounted equipment is accepted, so, you know, it's an exception to the rule. So I take it to mean like a radio.
But I guess you wouldn't be able to operate a handheld then if you had a HT and a, you know, mag-mount antenna, because that's not technically vehicle-mounted, is it?
No, and I had not read this before, but when y'all were talking about that, I looked it up.
These states will pass those laws, but they'll write an exception for amateur radio, and it kind of covers the HTs as well, from what I understand.
If you dig deeper, it might say that, but what I read, it was just the headline part of it, and it didn't.
That's good information. Hope Gina's still listening, and I might try to dig a little deeper tonight if I feel like it when I get home.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm going to research it some more myself tonight, because I use a handheld a lot in mobile with a, you know, pigtail on it.
November 1st, that's good to know, too. I mean, even my wife drives around. Well, I do it, too. I use my phone in the car all the time. Not in the car, but I do use my phone when I'm driving a lot.
Yeah, same here for years. You know, I've been using one of those fancy Bluetooth parrot headsets. Looks like what they take orders at McDonald's.
Your trucker headsets. I still never got one of those. I got a little one that fits in my ear. That's about it.
I guess they're getting everybody used to it with the signs. That way they can say that everybody should know about it. It's got a bright yellow sign when you come down the ramp, you know, warning everybody. That's the first I've seen, you know, since I heard them talking about it. I didn't realize they'd passed it.
Put a sign like that at every exit ramp or entrance ramp. We're going to have to. And thank you, Terry, for letting us know.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. 784UKX, name is Gene, and I'm where me and my bride has arrived. So y'all have a good evening.
Yep. Hello to the missus, and nice to hear you again. WA4UKX in the group, N4ZLK. Go ahead, Terry. You still working?
Well, I'm still in Greenville, but I have pulled out.
Earlier about sitting in the chair and your phone rings, do you get calls at all hours to go do something like that, or does your boss limit what he does to daytime hours?
Oh, most of what we do is daytime hours, but we've had several things for one particular client in the last week or two, and he's done them at night, but he's subject to call me about it.
To go make the delivery or the pickup or whatever it is, or do you, he call you and discuss it with you, and then you guys pick somebody?
No, he's doing it, but he calls me to tell me how it went.
I got you. Sorry, but I misunderstood that. So he has to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I mean, I really don't get a lot of calls at night, fortunately.
Good. Back when I was more coverage on doing this and just kind of entered in so I didn't have my own route, there were times when I get a call, you know, late at night, hey, I need you to work tonight. But DOT hours, you know, I got to have 10 hours off after my shift, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. Occasionally on a weekend, he might call me and ask me if I want extra work.
Oh, the DOT thing, that's true. I know when I started Carolina Express back in 96, I guess it was, I had two calls on January 1 of that particular, I guess it would be 97, but because it was September of 96. So it would have been January of 97. Anyway, two calls on that particular day. I drove like, you know, 200 miles, and by the time I got back, I had to turn around and drive 200 more.
Take charge on that one?
Oh, I'm sure. sure I did, yeah. But, you know, I was so excited to get the business at the time, it probably wasn't enough.
January 1st, they should expect to pay extra for that.
Yeah, but I mean, I basically drove about, I don't know, 18 hours that day.
Well, of course, you probably would have been on paper then. There was no such thing as ELDs at that time. ELDs.
Yeah, but I mean, I was in less than a commercial motor vehicle, so it didn't matter as far as that goes.
Yeah. Well, times have certainly changed.
Do y'all have ELDs on those things?
You guys that work at night, they give them these little handheld devices. They just keep them, and they keep punching in on them. You know, keep all your records for the whole day, and it syncs up to the tractor and keeps track of the miles and the GPS and all that. I don't use them in the daytime because they've changed it now to 150 air miles. It used to be you could go up to 100, or you could stay within 100 air mile range and not have to worry about it. You could drive 400 miles as long as you didn't go further than 100 miles from your location.
Yeah, and see, I didn't use those for years, but we had a guy that worked here for a while, and he got off on that kick, and for the most part, we don't go over it either, but we have ELD.
It's 150-mile air mile radius, or I don't know if it's not really a radius, it's just you don't drive past that 150-mile mark from your home terminal. You can drive all in it, just don't go past it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Most of our truck work is within that easily, but anyway, we still have them now.
So that way, eventually, anyway, the way regulations go, they never reduce them, or rarely reduce the regulations. They always add more.
You were talking about, you and Gene were talking about earpieces or whatever. Well, I have Apple AirPods on this iPhone. I was coming up 85 yesterday from Seneca, and Tom was talking to somebody, and they were talking about going in, how hot it was in an attic, and basically using a flashlight. Well, anyway, my AirPod was reading a message to me when they said flashlight, so it turned the flashlight on my phone on.
It must be real sensitive. That's funny.
VCR for ID.
What do we need to say the word Alexa? See how many people's little things turn on.
Yeah, I know. It's just I was not even paying attention to it at the time, and it said, I'll turn your flashlight on. I'm like, what?
Just listening all the time.
Scary, isn't it?
Is that okay?
4 Bravo Golf Echo. Do y'all understand that the word smart and smartphone is an acronym?
I understand that the user of said smartphone is not smart.
That sometimes I feel that way myself, but me and my buddies, we always called them spyware masked as relevant technologies.
Yes. Hello, Donnie. Talking to Terry here, but I'm going to jump out. I'm back with this trailer. I got to drop it on the yard and head back out for my last one. So I'm going to jump out for a few minutes. Terry, nice to talk to you. Be careful going home. And Donnie, good to hear you. N4ZLK, go ahead, Terry.
I believe I've talked to you a long time ago, but you're from Central.
Isn't that Terry? That is correct.
Well, I think I heard you. You may have been the one talking to Tom yesterday. Somebody was. I just wasn't expecting that to happen.
Is that? Yeah, I don't exactly remember who it was I spoke with, but I spoke for a little bit with somebody yesterday and gave him a little signal report.
How are you making it in all this nice heat?
Making it. Luckily, my parents made me stay outside all the time, so I'm somewhat acclimated to it. But I tell you what, man, or you might have heard me talking to that gentleman about the heat and the mosquitoes. Yeah, I do remember having that conversation now, but the heat down here is a little bit more than North Carolina. Wasn't expecting that when I moved down here, Roger.
Well, Well, I used to drive a van that had no air conditioning even on it, and I know I drove it 250 or 300,000 miles, but I'm not acclimated to that no more.
That, for a daily driver, I had an 84 Datsun Nissan 720 pickup. It had AC, but no Freon. They said it's $300 to switch the system over. I said, well, it's free to roll the windows down. So I've done that for a while. But now that I've had the AC, it's kind of like, man, I don't know if I ever want to go back to that.
Well, you get used to it.
No, it's like my kid was complaining the other day about being hot. And there was a gentleman wearing a heat and air shirt, and I said, yeah, well, look at that guy. I said, he installs a thing that keeps you cool, and he sweats while he does it. Why don't you go give him a big old thank you, because he's the reason you got air conditioning in your house.
I'm quite certain they're completely busy now.
BGE for ID. Yes, sir, that's right. If you don't care my asking, what you do for a living?
Run a courier service, deliver packages and freight same day.
You got a big truck?
We have 26-foot box trucks, and I was in one today, but I'm supposed to be the dispatcher and manager and all that, but it don't always work out that way.
Is that... You know, people think owning a business and being the manager is super simple, but what they don't realize is their day starts way earlier than your 9 to 5, Roger.
When it happens, and you gotta deal with it.
Sir, that's like when I was doing landscaping, we get some young guys in there. They're like, oh man, the boss is rich. It's like, well, may seem that way, but look what goes out and what comes in.
Well, I can guarantee you if I was rich, I wouldn't be working as hard as I work now.
It's like you hear people say, if I win the lottery, I ain't telling you about it, but there'll be signs.
I'd have to buy a ticket for that to happen though, wouldn't I?
Roger that. Me and my wife played a little bit with them scratch-offs, but it seemed like every time I picked one out, I lost. But anytime my wife would pick one out for me, I'd get a dollar or two, and that's about it. And I said, well, I'm done with this. I said, if I ain't gonna hit it big, then I ain't worried about it.
Thing I've never bought so far.
Another reason I really don't buy them is I worked at a gas station, man, and you'd watch people sink tons of money into it. I believe one time I watched a gentleman win like $100 and then spent, what was it, like $120 and didn't win a thing. I'm like, man, you're just back in the hole. Man, I don't want to have to worry about all that. That's like even, you know, they talk about Bitcoin and stuff like that. I said, man, I'd rather see physical cash in my hand rather than see a number on a screen, Roger.
120 comes too hard for me to take a chance on losing it.
You got that right. You know, as I got older, I realized if I look at it, how many hours do I have to work for said thing that I want, it becomes less appealing over time, Roger.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Trying to teach my kids now is while they're young, it's like, hey man, look at what you have to do in order to have said thing. I said, look at it that way. Don't look at the money aspect. Look at what you got to do for it. So once you start doing that, you'll realize that thing you think you need, you can most likely do without. Button got stuck.
I have some of these electronic signs and they go crazy on my radio. I thought that's what it was.
And, I didn't hear the squelch till I looked up and still had a full bar of signal. I said, what's going on? Yeah. I guess this mic's getting kind of wore out, but I'll use it till finally goes completely out. I'm not doing that courier service. Are you having to bring the packages to the porch and all that as well, or do you just drive from, like, say, warehouse to warehouse?
Most of what we do is business to business, so, you know, not really to houses.
You're pretty good, or you kind of get tired of getting up and down a lot?
Well, kind of what you do after 40 years.
At this point, you don't really much think about it. You just do it, right?
That's the way it works.
Sure. Yeah, it's I kind of like a routine, but it is nice. That's what I liked about landscaping was you didn't have to see every place over and over again. You kind of got a break in between.
I talked to a guy yesterday, and he was asking me about, you know, what we did and that type of thing, and he had been looking online, some sort of medical courier. He said they could make $3,000 a week. I said, well, they don't make that where I'm at.
How do they make $3,000 a week? That's wild.
I'm assuming he read something wrong. I don't know. I didn't really go any further when he said that.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm bad to do that. I met a gentleman one time was saying some stuff that was pretty off the wall. And my wife kind of had to give me the look because I'll just sit there and act like it's the coolest thing in the world and see how far they're willing to take sometimes. Probably shouldn't do that.
Guy seems sincere, but I really think he must have misread something.
Something about that does seem a little too good to be true, and usually when it is, it ain't as good as you think it's going to be. But that would be pretty nice if you made $3,000 a week.
What do you have to do for that?
After that, I mean, I know what I had to do for, you know, almost 60 hours a week just to be able to afford, you know, a small little place to live. So I can only imagine what you'd have to do for $3,000 a week.
Running this store here at Home Depot for a minute, so I'm going to step out, but good chatting with you. This is KR4ACR, and you'll have to remind me your call sign.
Run along, and it's better to walk rather than run. But, yeah, anyways, you have a good one in 73s. In Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo is the call sign here. I hope you have a wonderful evening. 73s.